Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Golf is the language, spoken here every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello and welcome, everyone. Thank you for listening. And remember, we do this for you. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell is off today in Master Control. It's the Duke, Robert DeCosa, and we've got another super show for you here on Tee to Green. Every year, over 6 million Americans are diagnosed with skin cancer. Many of those 6 million are golfers, which stands to reason. We love being outdoors and in the sunshine. Fortunately, skin cancer is also the most preventable and most curable of all cancers. A company called SkinView is reaching out to golfers about sun safety and how to protect your skin. And SkinView co-founder and CEO Randy Wyatt will be back on Tee to Green today with some tips that literally could help save your life. Randy Wyatt joins us on the show. Then later in the hour, the 152nd Open Championship is coming up next week at Royal Troon Golf Course in Scotland. Next month, the Women's Open will also be in Scotland. They'll be playing at the Old Course at St. Andrews. Peter Gray, author of Golfing the British Isles, will be here today to talk about Troon and St. Andrews, which just happen to be two of his favorite golf courses. Peter Gray with us today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. Tee to Green is now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and the Sirius XM app. Listen anytime, anywhere, any place on the SXM app. Also, Tee to Green streamed live at sportsbyline.com. I'm Jay Ritchie, going solo today and getting ready to tee it up next and talk golf with Randy Wyatt here on Tee to Green.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. It's TD Green, The Golf Show. Look no further. You have found it. Robert DeCosa, the Duke, is in master control. I'm Jay Rich, going solo today. My co-host, Debbie O'Connell, is out somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean. She went on a cruise this week, and she texted me a couple of hours ago that the boat was late coming back to pick them all up, and so she's running a little behind. I told her, don't worry about it, be safe, and we'll talk to you next week. But Debbie had a great time, and I hope she gets back okay, and we'll be with her on TD Green again next week. Got a couple of guests on the show today who've been with us in the past. The Open Championship is coming up next week in Scotland at Royal Troon. And then a little over a month from now, the women will be in Scotland at the Old Course of St. Andrews for the Women's Open Championship. And the guy who wrote the book, literally, about golfing the British Isles, Peter Gray, joins us in the show in the second half hour. Peter Gray's book is called Golfing the British Isles, The Weekend Warrior's Companion. We'll be talking to him about the upcoming open competitions later on TD Green. Our first guest back with us for the first time in a while, Randy Wyant, the co-founder and CEO of a company called SkinView. As I mentioned in the open, every year over 6 million Americans are diagnosed with skin cancer, and a lot of those are, of course, golfers. And we're happy to welcome Randy Wyant back from SkinView to talk about all of that. Randy, how you doing?
Good morning, Jay. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, so we kind of missed that. But for golfers, really, isn't every month Skin Cancer Awareness Month?
Every month you're out there on the course, you've got those UV rays burning down on your skin.
Yeah, I am celebrating 1 year. I had Mohs surgery on the top of my head to remove some basal cell and some squamous cell carcinoma. So this hits me pretty hard. How did you get involved, and when did you start SkinView and start this battle against skin cancer?
Well, just real quick on the background part, I've been involved in healthcare and in diagnostic healthcare for 40 years, but several years back, probably close to 7 years ago, I had a good friend call me with an issue and trying to get in to see somebody to take care of this. And long story short, it took him about 6 months, and that's one of the reasons that this inspired me to get more involved and find out more about skin cancer, because if it's caught early, it can be preventable. It's 99% curable if it's caught in its very early stages, and that's why it's so important to know what the dangers are, what the risks are, what it looks like. We teach people the ABCDs of skin cancer. I wouldn't say it's simple, because otherwise we wouldn't be dealing with it, but if you know what to look for, if you're wearing sunscreen, if you're wearing UV protection clothing, and there's a lot more of that available now than there ever has been before, getting out there and educating people on, you know, the right sunscreen and what to do and what to look for, this stuff can be avoided. But, so that's why we're out there just raising awareness, educating people on the importance of early detection, getting to the right physician, and you can actually avoid Mohs surgery if you get it caught early.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the ways, prevention and things like that, as you mentioned, sunscreen. Sure. And different new and advanced articles of clothing. We got you on for two segments, so we'll have time to get into that. But I want to backtrack just a little bit. Are you a golfer? You golf?
I am. I love the game. I live here in Southern California, just north of San Diego. We have many, many fine golf courses, and get out to some of the events with the PGA and live now even. I love to get out there and play the game.
What is the feedback you're getting, or what's on the minds of golfers these days when you talk to them about skin care and about protection from the sun and things like that? Has the mindset kind of changed in recent years, or?
We are definitely seeing the pendulum swing. There's still a lot more work to be done. You know, golfers are better at it than a lot of people, because I think that they've had just a little more incidence of skin cancer. But I still find golfers that aren't doing the right things or not realizing that some little spot that is changing on their skin might be something to be concerned about. So, you know, it's the reapply. You know, when you're out there on the golf course, and a lot of golfers avoid some sunscreen because it makes your hands a little slippery. And as you well know, Jay, having slippery palms holding a golf club is not a good thing.
That's true. That's true. But it's better than the alternative.
Better than the alternative, but there are some products. In fact, we're working with a company. I think I mentioned this last year. There's a company that we're working with that specifically designed a sunscreen for athletes, and it works really well with golfers because it doesn't have oil, it doesn't have alcohol, it really dries quite nicely. So, and it's a very fine mist spray on sunscreen, so it's really easy. It comes in a little 2 ounce bottle. Real easy to throw a couple bottles in your bag and share it with your friends and make sure everybody's being protected out there. So, you know, you start the round. Most people stop at the turn before they do the back nine, and it's a good time to reapply that sunscreen to all areas. A lot of people think that wearing a hat is okay or wearing a long sleeve shirt, but if those things don't have UPF sun protection built into the fibers, Those UV rays, you know, it's kind of like X-ray. It gets right through clothes. So, in fact, it is a form of X-ray. So, you know, wearing sunscreen on your extremities and on the top of your head, the back of your neck, especially your sticking out there, it's really, really important to get those areas of your body protected.
See, I didn't know that till right now about the clothes and about even wearing a hat. That's scary.
Yeah, it's like I think I may have shared this, but it's an important point that in one of the areas in the U.S. where there's more incidence, more diagnosis of skin cancer than any other place in the United States, is a place called Portland, Oregon. And people go, what? You know, because it's cloudy. And people think, oh, you know, the sun's not out, I'm okay. And actually, mm-hmm. it intensifies through those clouds and can actually be more dangerous on a cloudy day. And so it's just, again, the clothes, just because it's cloudy, things like that. UV rays are like an X-ray, and they're, you know, they're invisible rays to get through, but the UVA and UVB rays, those are the things that cause skin cancer. And you just, you know, if you protect your skin, you can avoid some pretty serious health issues.
Yeah, that's for sure. It put me out of action for about a third of the summer last year, and I couldn't touch a golf club. I couldn't sweat with what they did to the top of my head. It was like they took a little small ice cream scoop and just scooped out a chunk of the top of my head.
Yeah. Most surgery is some serious stuff, and you know, depending on how advanced it is, once you add that melanoma, and there are about 7 different types of skin cancer. So melanoma is the most common. You know, there's basal cell. There's
squamous
cell. Jimmy Buffett died of skin cancer.
True. Yeah, sadly. Hey, we got to take a break, Randy, but you're going to stay with us, and we'll pick this up off on the other side after a commercial break here. Randy Wyatt, Skin View, our guest today here on Tea to Green. Be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. And we do it every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thank you for joining us and being the most important part of what we do. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell is off today. And we continue with our guest, Randy Wyant, the CEO and co-founder of a company called SkinView. We're talking about sun safety and protecting your skin, skin cancer. Fortunately, it's the most preventable and the most curable of cancers, but it's also one of the more widespread. Over 6 million Americans get diagnosed with skin cancer on an annual basis. And, of course, in that group of 6 million plus, a lot of them are golfers. And, Randy, I know you've been preaching this message now, and you've been hitting it hard for the past Yep. couple of years. Are you getting through to people, or is there still... I'm wondering, when you break down golfers in general, is there one segment that the message maybe gets through to more than others? Is it a generational? Is it an age thing? Or how does that work out?
You know, it really is. There's two sides to that. There's those golfers like yourself, Jay, that have had the experience of Mohs surgery or skin cancer. Even those that don't have Mohs surgery, it's still not a good thing to find out that you have. So those people are paying more attention. But the other age group that's paying attention is youth, kids. Kids, you know, we're
good. Yeah.
We're spreading the word about that game. And so we are working with kids, youth sports organizations. You teach the kids young, you know, then they don't do the same dumb things we did when we were young. We're working with a group called the Payne Stewart Kids Golf Foundation, who's also working with the First Tee. A lot of people have heard of them. So they're teaching kids this great game called golf. And what we're doing is we're building a sun protection education program into that, making it fun. We want people to have fun. And protecting your skin can be fun. And as well as being very, very important to your health. So mm-hmm. teaching these kids, you know, putting on your sunscreen. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of moms out there that are chasing their kids around trying to get that sunscreen on. If we teach them, if they make it a habit, if they build it into their routine, I mean, every golfer, if you're gonna be a good one, you've got to get out there and get ready. You've got to practice. You've got to do certain things before you start a round. It's, you know, putting on sunscreen, wearing the right protective clothing can be built into a part of that routine.
Yeah, and I can speak from personal experience. It's now a part of my routine before I get out on the golf course to slather on as much sunscreen as I can. What do you guys recommend there as far as sunscreen?
Well, as far as just general sunscreen, you want to use mineral-based products. Anything, a sunscreen, not every sunscreen has zinc in it. That is a good product to have in your sunscreen.
Zinc? Yeah, okay.
Zinc, yeah. But a general rule, more of a general rule, because, I mean, there are some sunscreens that are not good for you, and, you know, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but the general rule is 30, you know, SPF is the sun protection factor, and 30 SPF, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm going to use 99 or I'm going to use 15 or, you know, the minimum should be 30. I use 50. The protection, the UV ray protection in an SPF 30 is 97.6% protection.
Wow.
UV ray.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, that's really good. If you move it up to 50, it goes up about a percent. So, you know, if you can get close to the, there's nothing out there that's going to say it's 100% protective. You know, it just doesn't happen. But
yeah.
but if you can get protected. So those are the general rules that I use. And then just like I said, a broad spectrum mineral-based sunscreen. And, you know, do your research. There's many of them out there. You know, like I said, I work with a company called BU Sunscreen. This guy's been doing it for 30 years. He developed a sunscreen for athletes and Jeff Clutter. He's been on several radio programs, talk show, golf programs with me, and Jeff's a great guy. He lives out here in Southern California too. But
okay, was that VU or BU?
B is in boys, BU okay. Sunscreen.
BU, okay, yeah. All right, so that's sunscreen. I'm seeing more and more. You mentioned the clothing that is resistant
yes.
to the rays of the sun. I'm seeing sleeves and things like that. Have you
seen? Yes.
Tell us about that.
So there's, and again, because of some of the education awareness that we put out there, and some of my colleagues, they're doing the same thing. If you're, you know, it's nice to have short sleeves. You take them off when you get inside. There's hot days, and there are products out there not only that have UV protection built into them, but they have a cooling technology built into them. And then when you're talking about the sleeves, I have a few pairs of those that I just slip on if I'm not wearing a long sleeve shirt. With the UV protection, I wear the UV protection sleeves, and they're colorful, they're bright, they're just fun things, kind of like socks, right? Golfers love to wear the crazy socks sometimes with their shorts, and like I said, we're trying to make sun protection fun. So knowing the right things to do, doing the right things to keep yourself protected, avoiding the risks of skin cancer as much as possible, just making it fun and doing things. And like I said, teaching these kids to do these things, building it into their routine is just it's a great way to further this cause and get closer to preventing sunscreen.
CEO, co-founder of SkinView, we're talking sun safety and protecting your skin for golfers with Randy Wyant on the show today. Randy, I'm seeing, when I watch the LPGA or when I watch the PGA Tour on TV, I'm seeing golfers do that, wearing the sleeves and taking precautions. Are you working with any of the names on the tours to help as well?
We are working with a few people in the background. We go, you know, like I said, I go to a lot of these events. I do a lot of speaking at them, and just you know, it's one of those things that when people hear the facts, when people hear what's important, they get it. You know, they get it. They've either experienced it or they know somebody who has experienced it. So it's not an easy sell to get people to do the right things. And like you said, Jay, you know, even today, you know, you've had it, but there's things that we continue to learn about sun protection, about skin cancer in the many different forms that it comes, and how, you know, what it looks like. You know, sometimes what I tell people is, if you have a spot on your body, you know, and it doesn't necessarily have to be one that has seen the sun, you'd be surprised some of the stories I've heard of people that have had skin cancer in areas where these areas have never seen this.
Oh yeah, either. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But you know, it's anything that changes grows. So the ABCDs of sunscreen are asymmetry. That means kind of the topography. If it's not smooth, and it starts changing in that way, mm-hmm. that's something to be concerned about. Borders. B is for borders, and if the borders are nice and smooth, fine. If they get a little jagged, again, if they start changing, color, C is for color. If it has more than one color in that spot, and then D is for diameter. If it grows anything more than 5 millimeters in the course of a few months or even a year, that's something to be concerned about. You need to get in to see somebody who knows what to do about it. So
yeah, you know, and it probably it probably wouldn't hurt if you are a golfer, an avid golfer, or someone who's outdoors a lot, just to have a dermatologist and go get checked at least once a year.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see in some of the literature out there, if you're over 50, you need to get an annual check. I would say anybody that works or plays outdoors needs to have an annual skin exam. And this means not just checking out the arms and the top of your head. This means, you know, getting into a doctor's office, disrobing, they give you a gown, and they check an area. They use a little very well-lit, scope, magnifying glass to look at these spots. And it gives you a baseline. So when you come back the next year, they will know the changes, even if you have not noticed them.
There you go. I got another appointment coming up August 8th.
Well, good. And if you start getting some incidents where they're burned, go twice. I mean, it's not going to hurt to go twice a year. I do. And
yeah.
it has really helped to avoid. I have a very shiny dome, and I've had
same here.
So I mean, I get that thing protected. I don't go anywhere without a hat, but I go twice a year to get everything checked out. So make sure you're going to a dermatologist. Unfortunately, there are good ones and not so good ones. Go to one that really is concerned, really knows about this, and looks at every part of your body.
Randy Wyant, CEO, co-founder, SkinView. Randy, you the man. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much, Jay. Have a good time out there on the course, and thanks for having me on the show.
All right, be safe. Randy Wyant here on Tee to Green. Be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Thank you.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now, order 50 or more of our blue pills, and pay as little as $2 a pill, and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's what we do here on T. DeGrain, the golf show. Robert DeGosa, our producer and master control. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell is off today. She'll be back with us next Sunday. Before we get to our next guest, Peter Gray, quick reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine about Colorado's premier golf discount program, the 2024 Green Saver. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, check out the Green Saver. It's now available in book or mobile format. You can save with half-offs, two-for-ones, other discounted green fees, plus there are discounts for carts, equipment, club fitting, lessons, golf travel, and more. All of that for just $49. And the more you play, the more you will save. For just $49, you can enjoy some great golf, some great Colorado golf without breaking the bank. For more information or orders, go to greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. Our next guest has been with us before. In fact, it was just about a year ago when we had Peter Gray join us here on Tee to Green. Peter is a writer, a middle handicapper, and weekend warrior who's golfed his way across the UK and Ireland, so much so that he wrote a book about it. The book's called Golfing the British Isles, The Weekend Warrior's Companion. He's a big fan of Royal Troon and the Old Course, which will be hosting the two Open Championships this year, the men at Royal Troon, the ladies at the Old Course of St. Andrews. And we welcome back to Tee to Green, Peter Gray. Hi, Peter.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing? You hear me okay?
Doing great. Are you still a middle handicapper, or did you get that down a little more?
You know, I'm a lifelong middle handicapper. I'm resigned to my fate. But I love the game, right? You know, we all love the game. Yeah. Not all of us can be great. My son is a +3, but I'm a lifelong 12, so that's what it is.
All right. Well, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. That's way better than a lot of people. Yeah. So the book's been out, a little over a year now?
Yeah.
How's it doing?
It's doing great. We sold the first run, and I got on Golf Channel. I was interviewed by Anna Jackson. You know, it was very cool. And, you know, I wrote my next book, which comes out next year. So, nothing I love more than the game of golf and talking about it. It's my passion.
Is that going to be a sequel to this one or something different?
It's something different. The next book is about what I contend to be the greatest concentration of championship golf in the world, and that is Long Island. I set for myself the goal to play all of the courses on Long Island. And there are 128 courses, and they include some of the most exclusive, toughest, most secretive courses you've ever heard of, with $1 million, you know, initiation fees, and you know, you can't beg your way onto those courses. But I set that as a goal, as a bucket list goal, and I did it, man.
Wow. Wow, yeah. I didn't realize there were that many. Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. And you're talking, you know, Beth Page Black, which is the host of the 2026 U.S. Open, and Garden
sure.
City Men's Club, and Shinnecock, and National Golf Links, and Southampton, and West Hampton, and East Hampton, and on and on and on. And there's so many top 100 courses there, you wouldn't believe it. You just wouldn't believe it. But I digress.
I've been to Beth Page and Shinnecock, and I didn't realize there's still like another 125 out there.
And there's a lot of them that are unbelievable golf courses, like better than the golf courses you've ever played. And nobody's ever heard of them. They're just, you know, like you know, there's a, I could go on and on, but I want. I know we're going to talk about the British Open and the Open Championship, and it's properly called, and Troon, which I love dearly.
That gives us, not that we need a reason, but that gives us a reason to bring you back on the show when your new book comes out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So what you wrote the book, Golfing the British Isles, The Weekend Warrior's Companion. What made it into the book? What did you write about in that book?
Well, the book's audience, honestly, is weekend warriors, people who aren't very good, who never will be very good. They pay mortgages, they have kids, they got to go to soccer practice, they can't practice, they just can't, but they love the game. And most Americans are afraid, frankly, to go spend the time and go over there. They don't, you know, with caddies and, you know, foreign country, it's just like people just say, oh, I'll just play here. There's so much great golf here. Why do I need to go over there? And it's a different sport over there. And it happens to be, links golf happens to be perfect for people like me, a middle handicapper. You're not going to lose a lot of balls when you play over in Scotland or Ireland. I mean, there are places where you can. But, you know, they tend to be, there's no water hazards to speak of, right? It's all links land. It's all next to the sea. You know, yeah, you can hit it into the beach. But for the most part, that's not the issue. Their fairways are pretty wide, because with the wind, they have to be wide. So if you're, you know, not a very good golfer, but you love to travel, you know, there's nothing like links golf. And there is almost no links golf in the United States. There's a lot of places that call themselves links, you know, like Pebble Beach Links. Well, Pebble Beach is not a links, and there's reasons for that. And, you know, the only true links in the United States happens to be Bandon Dunes. Well, good luck getting to Bandon Dunes. It'll take you all day to get there. And it's actually easier for me here in Maryland to get to St. Andrews than it is to get to Bandon Dunes. I played it, and I'd rather play in the UK. Much rather. It's a cultural experience. You get to drink things that you don't drink here, you know, pints of Guinness and scotches you've never heard of, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience. The Scottish people are incredible people. They're so friendly. So that's why I decided. I played a lot of golf over there, and I mean a lot. I used to go every year. I would arrange trips with my buddies, and you know, I played, you know, 100 courses over there. And
I would think, Peter, I would think the public perception is if you go over to Scotland or Ireland or any and want to play in the courses over there, they're so highly touted and highly regarded that maybe a lot of golfers think, I'm just not good enough to go over there and play. I don't want to embarrass myself.
Yeah, I know. I think it is a mindset. In fact, many of my friends, I begged for years to go with me, and they said, you know, my country club is great, or, you know, this club I play, why do I need to go over there? And as I read in the book, one of my friends went with me to Troon, which, by the way, all these courses, like Troon, it's open to the public, right? You want to go play Shinnecock? Good luck. You want to play Troon? You can play it. You can play any of these courses. They are open to the public for the most part. And so we went to Prestwick and Troon and Turnberry, which is one of the greatest courses you'll ever see, most beautiful courses for sure. And he was a convert, you know. He's the guy shoots 95, my friend Scott White. He's in mid-90s, he doesn't play much.
Yeah.
And it was his favorite experience, you know. He got a head cover from World Troon, and it's his favorite possession. That and his painting of St. Andrew's, the bridge over the burn. So, anyway, it's amazing over there.
What do you like about Royal Troon? What makes it such a good course?
It's an ancient course, first of all. It was, you know, designed in the 1800s, 1878 by Charlie Hunter and later George Strathern. Finally, it was revised by James Braid, one of the greatest architects of England. And it has been untouched since basically 1923 with modest changes. It's a natural, old-school lake. It's not overly long. Even for the pros, it's 7,200 yards, par 71. That's nothing by today's standards. But it's tough. You know, if you get in the bunkers, you are punished. It is a full-stroke penalty out of those revetted, steep-faced, you know, sodded bunkers. But anybody can play it. You know, it's you know, nine out, nine back. It's like a typical links, right? Out and back. Not circular like a lot of courses today. You know, you go out, you get a hot dog at the turn when you're farthest point from the house, and then you come back. It's just a very natural, beautiful experience. You're hard against the ocean there, the Irish Sea, I believe. And it is a beautiful, beautiful, natural experience. You'll never forget it. You know, the rough, you know, the wavy fescue, you could play out of it. You know, you're not going to maybe score par. This what makes the course so tough are the bunkers. It's got like 100 bunkers, like 98, five per hole. And that's what's going to challenge the pros. You know, if you get in the bunkers, it's a full shot penalty. If you try to, you know, if you try to be a hero, you're going to be a fool. You just can't do that. So, you know, it's like many courses out there. It's natural. There are, you get bad bounces. You got to put it in the fairway, but sometimes you hit it in the middle of the fairway and they have those, you know, gently rolling terrain from the last century, which you won't find on most courses. And it can bounce into the rough, right? And so you just got to recover. It's all about the recovery shot. Unless you're lucky enough to hit 18 or, you know, or 14 fairways. Good luck.
The book is called Golfing the British Isles with Peter Gray. And, Peter, we got about a couple minutes left. How about St. Andrews? What do you like about the old course?
Well, I mean, if you, you know, it is an experience that every serious golfer must do, period. You have to go there. The town is incredible. It's the greatest golf town in the world. The old course is not the greatest course in the world, but I guarantee you, when you make the turn and head in, and you see the steeples and the towns, it'll bring a tear to your eye. I promise you, it is an emotional place. It's the home of golf. It's 600 years old. The greens, it has unbelievable, like 11 double greens. You know, it's not something you see most anywhere. Those greens are as big as a football field. You could be on the wrong part of the green, and you know, you could take a full shoulder turn, and you won't get it to the hole. It's very cool. It's just a very cool experience. The caddies are friendly. There's nothing like the old course. Nothing.
Yeah, the ladies will be there next month at St. Andrews. The guys will be playing it this coming week at Royal Troon. And we'll be, you and I and a lot of others will be getting up early to watch the TV coverage, and we'll be eating our hearts out, right?
Who do you like to win, Jay?
Oh, gosh, I haven't thought too much about, but it's hard not to, of course, you know, the usual suspects. You got Scottie Scheffler, you got DeChambeau, you got Rory, and you got Brooks Koepka. Beyond that, I don't know, it's a crapshoot, I guess.
Well, I got a dark horse. I got two dark horses.
Okay.
Xander Schauffele and Tommy Fleetwood. You know, it's not a course that's very demanding with a putter. The greens are not all that. They're fairly straightforward. It's all about the irons and getting it in the fairway. That's what it is.
All right.
So I like Fleetwood. Anyway, there you go.
Peter Gray. Peter, I told you this last time, but I love your passion. Golfing the British Isles, the Weekend Warrior's Companion. His new book, he's working on it. We'll get him on to talk about that when it's complete. Peter, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. Take care, man.
All right, Peter Gray, writer who's golfed his way across the UK and Ireland and wrote a book about it. Love it. We'll be right back. More Tee to Green after this.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf. Boy, it happens every week. Time flies by when you're having a great time and when you have good guests like we had on Tee to Green today, but we're not done yet. I want to thank Randy Wyant, CEO, founder of SkinView, for joining us, and Peter Gray, golfing the British Isles, the Weekend Warriors companion, for being with us as well. Randy said something that reminded me. He mentioned the fact that Jimmy Buffett passed away from skin cancer earlier in this year. That reminded me that a contemporary of his and a good friend of Tee to Green, Dave Loggins, we lost him this past week. We will have a tribute to Dave Loggins on our show next week. Dave Loggins, of course, Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, Please Come to Boston, and he wrote number one hits for just a ton of people in the industry. But he also wrote the theme from Augusta, the Masters theme, the longest-running sports theme, which is annually a tradition we play, not the instrumental version, but the vocal version here on Tee to Green. And we've been doing that ever since we started back up again in 2006. And we'll have a tribute to Dave Loggins for you on next week's show. Going on in golf this weekend, the Senior Golf, the Tour Champions at Firestone in Akron, Ohio, for the new tournament called the Colleague Companies Championship. Steve Stricker, one-shot lead over Ernie Els, going into the last round today. PGA Tours in Scotland for the Genesis Scottish Open. That's a tune-up for, of course, the British Open Championship. And the ladies are in the mountains of France for a major, the Abian Championship. Stephanie Kirikou of Australia at 14 under, one shot better than Ayaka Fury of Japan, and Lori Coughlin of the USA, who are at 13 under par. Well, as I said, another great show today. Again, thanks to Randy Wyatt and Peter Gray for joining us. Thanks to you for joining us as well. Thanks to Robert DeCozzi in Master Control. We'll be back here next week with another edition of Tee to Green. Till next time, I'm Jay Ritchie saying, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.